Breakfast with Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh.
Tyre Power. Power Up Sale is now on with 25% off on Kumo passenger, SUV and four-wheel drive tyres.
2 minutes past eight on SENSA Breakfast. Our nominations for That's Ace before 8:30 this morning. Fast, efficient and safe deliveries. Don't risk it. Ace it. Ace at transport.au. Mark Bickley is out today. Bryce Gibbs is in, which is quite fitting because the Bryce Gibbs Cup is this weekend. The Adelaide Football Club preparing to take on the undefeated Blues. The Blues wanting to stay undefeated. The Crows looking for their first win of the season, and someone who will have a big hand to play in that is a player that Gibbsy, I reckon, played their best game for the football club to start gather round against the D's last week, and that is Mark Keane. Mark, good morning to you. Yes, disappointing result for the team, but you must be pretty happy with your performance personally.
Hi, lad. Thanks a million for having me. I suppose the more games, I get more comfortable with the game. I suppose I didn't have 18 years playing the game, so yeah, every game counts, whether it's at any level. So more games, the better it is for me.
So how is the group, Mark? Obviously, 0-4, everyone seems to be a little bit down on confidence. How is everyone? And no doubt will be trying their best to get up and look for your first win for the year this week.
Yeah, no, like, speaking to guys, like, we're still looking for that first win. Like, it's frustrating, but we know how good we can be. And then, there's obviously parts we need to work on, like, fundamentals, execution and decision-making. But, yeah, the lads are kind of still positive and this week shouldn't change. Like, we'll just go in looking for a win.
So, who's been driving that? Has it been more of a Nixie and a coach thing? Or has it been more of a player-driven thing? Obviously, a lot of has been spoken about the skill execution and the lack of connection going forward. Coaches can put all the systems in place, but the players still need to go out and execute that plan. So has it been more driven by the coaches, or has it been a players thing that they've taken responsibility for and really want to get out of this funk?
Yeah, I suppose it's a bit of both. Like, the coaches putting a bit of pressure on us and a few leaders, like talking to meetings, but just about being professional and what we can do to get better every day, whether it's staying in half an hour extra. But yeah, it's all down to yourself and you're driving your own career. So it's just about up to yourself to get better.
Is the messaging from Matthew Nix and the coaching staff coming through really clear? There's glimpses in every game that the Crows have been in, especially that last quarter where the fans are saying, well, if the team played that way in the other three quarters, we wouldn't be talking about a 0-4 start. So is everything coming through clearly?
Yeah, no, definitely it is. Like, the structure and system, it was all there. It's just a few fundamentals there, we kind of give a few teams a bit of a lead, and then we kind of realise, oh, we have to turn it on to come back, and we just leave it that too late every week. But hopefully this week that we can start good and hopefully not give up a lead.
Well, it doesn't get any easier for you this week. You play Carlton, who are undefeated and have got a pretty handy couple of twin towers up in their forward line. How are you enjoying the challenge each week of playing against the best forwards in the comp? And how are you looking to combat Harry and Charlie this weekend?
Yeah, no, I'm enjoying it. I suppose every team has a really good one, if not two, key forwards. So you know that you're definitely going to be in the contest. So you just have to be prepared for every contest. But yeah, this week doesn't change much. Like, obviously very good two key forwards. But hopefully me and Butsy can work together and try to get that done.
We were mentioning before, Mark, that there was no Sandful action over the weekend, so it would have been pretty challenging for the coaching staff to have a look at players up for selection, but you've been part of training. Are there a group of players putting their hand up to be considered?
Yeah, no, definitely a lot of young players, like, I suppose, Billy Dowling, Dan Curtin, Lockie Gallant is there as well, Will Hamill. So, yeah, there's loads of people putting their hand up for selection.
Tell us about Dan Curtin. He hasn't had an opportunity to start the year yet, and he is another key defender like yourself. How have you been impressed with his development, and are you helping him out where you can?
Yeah, no, definitely. I actually used to live with him, so I'm still fairly close to him. His skills from the back line is very good. Like, you'd know he can play in as a midfielder as well, because he's so agile down back, but yeah, he can play tall, small, whatever. So I think he just needs to be patient, and when his time comes, and when he comes in, then hopefully he stays in.
Now, Mark, is this Dan Kern you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Now, I need to question this because I have spoken to a good friend of Dan Curtin's from Western Australia, and the biggest feedback that I had in regards to Dan Kern is that he spends more time FaceTiming his girlfriend than he does focusing on football. Because you live with him, can you confirm this now? Is he hiding away in his room just all loved up?
I used to live with him, but yeah, when I was living with him, I can confirm that was definitely true. He probably spends 50% time watching footy and then the other 50% talking to his girlfriend.
I wanted to ask you about Carl Gallagher as well, because you notably went back to Ireland after a bit of time in the AFL system because there was an element of homesickness. For you, are you finding yourself happy, settled in Adelaide? And is that something that you pass on to Carl to ensure that he's actually got the right support network here too?
Yeah, no, definitely. Like, I went home and absolutely loved my time at home, but yeah, toss. Could come back out here and give it another go. And I'm moving in the right direction. Like, I didn't go home for Christmas, which 4 years ago when I was at Collingwood, I would have left in your face if you told me I wanted to go home for Christmas. But yeah, I stayed here for Christmas this year, just put my best foot forward. And Carol's learning off that as well. Like, Carol seems to really enjoy it over here in Australia. But and if you're a professional, so you have to do everything you can to put your best foot forward. But no, he's absolutely loving it. I'm living with him as well, so that's all going well.
Carl is a fascinating human being. I spent a bit of time with him, and you can see the, I guess, the calibre of player that he brings. But what don't we know about him? His Gaelic football is absolutely outstanding, and he's a big name over in Ireland.
Yeah, I suppose he's only played maybe two or three games. But I think as the year goes on, you'll see he'll just get better every game, and he'd have to move up down forward now as well. So I think he can turn out to be a very dangerous small forward. He's a bit like Conor McKenna from Brisbane. So he played forward. That's a small bit of a glimpse of what you get.
Mark Keane, we appreciate your time. As we said, well done at the start of your career with the Adelaide Football Club and what you've been able to do this year too, especially. And it's a big game. It really sets up the whole season where it's statistically win or farewell to finals, if history is anything to go by in the AFL era. So good luck for your team's sake, and thanks for joining us on SEN.
Perfect. Thanks for having me.
Mark Keane joining us there. He was really impressive, Bix, and a player that I think it surprised a few.
Yeah, no,
I called you Bix then.
It did. It was a bit of a slap in the face, wasn't it? And looked me dead in the eye as you were saying it too. So thanks for that.
But, so sorry.
He has been impressive and probably been thrown in the deep end at the same time. But he's really handled himself really well. They've been obviously conceding a lot of inside 50s, so he's always in the play. But he reads the ball well, marks it, kicks the ball lovely as well. So he's been a shining light in the Crows season so far.
Now, the time is 11 minutes past 8. We have our nomination for That's Ace in a moment. A bit of feedback coming through on the text line as well in regards to the language translation. I had to take a bit of time there, but I love that. This is the great thing our game does. It's SENSA. Good morning.